AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Forecasters expect Claudette to move off the Carolina coast as a tropical storm. The system is blamed for at least 13 deaths in Alabama. The police chief in East Bruton, Kenneth Brazil, says some parts are unrecognizable.
It's unreal. You never think it happened to you. You see other communities in other states and other areas of the world, but you never thought it hit home.
A search is underway for a man believed to have fallen into the water during flash flooding in Birmingham. The system is expected to move into the Atlantic and then pass near or south of Nova Scotia. Lawmakers are trying to draft President Biden's big infrastructure ideas into bills that could actually be signed into law. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says a lot of work is ahead.
As it relates to details, of course, there needs to be ongoing discussion. There will be over the coming days. Rapidly, I expect to have conversations this afternoon, tomorrow. We'll read those out as those happen.
Perhaps not since the drafting of the Affordable Care Act more than a decade ago has Washington tried a legislative lift as heavy. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Pittsburgh, saying the proudest moment was when President Biden signed the American Rescue Plan.
Through tax credits and food assistance and housing assistance and health care coverage and direct checks, the American Rescue Plan, and here's the drum roll, the American Rescue Plan will lift half of America's children out of poverty.
President Biden is expected to fall short of his commitment to shipping 80 million coronavirus vaccine doses abroad by the end of the month. The CDC says virus deaths in the U.S. have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the pandemic. And there was another milestone, 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. The Supreme Court ruled the NCAA can't enforce rules limiting education-related benefits for student athletes. This is AP News. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi told lawyers testimony against her is false.
One lawyer says Suu Kyi did not give any separate comment, but had listened with interest during the entire court hearing process and told us which testimony is wrong and which one should be cross-examined. The charges are relatively minor, but if convicted, could keep her from contesting new elections promised by the military within 2 years of its takeover. Critics of the ruling junta say the proceedings against Suu Kyi are politically motivated and meant to try to legitimize the military's seizure of power and discredit her. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada joined forces to impose sanctions on several senior officials in Belarus over the forced diversion of a passenger plane traveling between two EU countries last month to arrest a dissident journalist. Ed Donahue, AP News.